This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
South Dakota Senate Taxation Committee will come to order. I want to welcome everybody that's in the room and the committee and also on the internet or by whatever device you're listening to us. And we will have the roll call by the secretary. Yes, you.
I have to get my sheet. Senator Wismer?
Here.
Stalzer? Excused. Otten?
Here.
Castleberry?
Here.
Kamak? Excused. Smith?
Here.
Monroe?
Here.
We have a quorum.
We have a quorum. I want to remind everybody to have cell phones on silent so there aren't any disruptions. If you're going to represent somebody other than just yourself, have your badge, have a badge on with your name on it, and so it's clearly visible to the committee. If you're going to testify, please sign in at the front door there so that we know that you're going to testify. If you're going to pass things out to the committee, handouts, things like that, you want to give them to the pages. If you're going to, and it would be good if we could have all the discussion in the committee go through the chairman to keep some order there. Before we get started and too far along, I want to introduce our pages who are, like, pretty awesome. And it's coming up toward the, what? This is a, is tomorrow your last day? Oh, man. So we just get to know them and then they're back out the door. But introduce yourself and where you came from and then where you're going.
I'm Abby Moon. I'm from Wall. And I'm planning on attending SDSU next fall for nursing.
I am Brianna Lynn. I'm a junior at the Plankinton High School, and when I graduate, I want to go to either DWU or Augustana for accounting.
Excellent. Well, as your age, I couldn't even apply to be a page. For those who have read them, the chair will entertain a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
Move.
Moved by Senator Smith, seconded by Senator Castleberry, approve of the minutes from the last meeting. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved. Are there any personal privileges that anybody has for the committee or any announcements? If there aren't any, we'll just dive right into our agenda, which consists of one bill, and that is to classify provisions regarding the discretionary formula for determining the assessed value of property for tax purposes. Any proponents for House Bill 1259? Welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. My name is V.J. Smith. I am a member of the State Senate from Brookings, District 7. I'm here as the prime sponsor on House Bill 1259. We all know this is a complicated subject on taxes, and it's a 5.5-page bill. It went to the Tax House Committee 12-0. On the floor is 64-1. It's a complicated subject that I fall short in terms of my knowledge. And I'm reminded of the quote by George Eliot that said, "Blessed the man who, having nothing to say, abstains from giving us wordy evidence of the fact." And so with that, I'm going to turn to the two experts in this room, probably two of the best experts in the state of South Dakota, and I'm going to call on Michael Houdyshell from the Department of Revenue. Make that Representative Chafee.
Are there other proponents for Senate Bill 1259? We have one.
Members of the committee. I am Kurt Chafee, a representative from District 29, which is Meade and Butte County, a little bit of Pennington County. This particular House Bill 1259 is talking about discretionary formulas. Let's give you a little bit of back history. I just last year, right before I was sworn into office, I retired as an assessor for 32 years dealing with property tax issues and sat on the Ag Land Task Force for almost since its inception and the working groups before that. So a little bit of background on the property tax scheme. This bill actually is discussing the discretionary formula, and I'm happy to explain. We're already yawning on it. I'm happy to explain discretionary formulas to you. If you've got a little background history on it, I can do the cursory real brush. It's an economic development tool. In short, it's up to the county commissioners at their discretion to offer a tax rebate on new construction. And that there's eight different types of construction, mostly commercial or commercial residential or some ag structures. This bill doesn't change any of the current statutes, but really what it does is it brings eight of them into one silo, and it makes it easier to read, easier to draft ordinances dealing with it. But the discretionary formula is allowed by the county commissioners to set the level of the first 5 years of taxation for this new commercial development. And it's discretionary, too, by the county commissioners of what types of property they wish to apply it to. So if you look at page 2, lines 6 through 15, it gives you a little bit of what their discretion is. And it's also the discretionary of the to the county commissioners the amount of reduction for any of the 5 years allowed. So if you look at this bill, discretionary formula is really about local control. It's the county commissioners or an entity, if the county commissioners don't have one, the city can produce one. It allows them to have a tax incentive to promote a broader tax base in their deal. So the only real substantive change of 1259s is it allows this discretionary formula, which can be kind of complicated, to be placed into another complicated deal, which is an increment tax finance district, or TID, or TIF, however you want to call it. So you think of one of the discretionary formulas as a tax incentive to promote commercial growth in your county. You think of the other one, a tax increment district, and that is to promote development within a blighted area within your county. So really what this does is allows a discretionary formula to occur in a TIF district. And it's kind of like a hand in glove. It seems simple. Attorney General's opinion kind of alluding to that fact, but nothing really came out and just nailed that shut saying, yes, you can have a discretionary formula within a tax increment district. And I think that clarifies and cleans that up. The rest of the bill, I got to give thanks to Michael Howdyshell and the fine folks there at the Department of Revenue. I know it sounds a little weird for a former assessor to give thanks to the Department of Revenue, but I have to say Michael Howdyshell, as their chief counsel, really went above and beyond. The other four or five pages on this is the cleanup language that is necessary when you take eight different statutes and bring them into one silo and the technicals that they reach out to school aid formula and all that. Again, it's not changing. It's just rewriting some of those links. It's not changing any of the discretionary formulas, how they fundamentally appear in statute. It just brings all eight under one silo. And with that, I'll give my time or yield to Michael Howdyshell. Thank you.
Other proponents? House Bill 1259, proponents. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the Senate Taxation Committee. It's good to be here today. Mike Howdyshell, I'm the Chief Legal Counsel for the Department of Revenue. We do support 1259, the version that came out of the House. As Representative Chafee talked about, we did work on a rather extensive amendment in the House that was put on the bill in the House Taxation Committee unanimously, and we think it's a really good product right now. When we first saw the the bill draft, we liked the idea of what the good representative was trying to do, because he is exactly right. Those discretionary formula statutes right now are confusing, to say the least. They're scattered all throughout Chapter 10.6. And, you know, just for simplicity for the reader of the code and for the county commissions, or in some instances the municipalities that want to enact discretionary formula resolutions, I think this will make it much easier for them to reference the types of discretionary formula or the types of property they want to include in their resolutions if the statute is rewritten like this. So that's kind of the cleanup portion that Representative Chafee was talking about, that we spent a lot of time working on an amendment. The second thing has to do with the clarification of how discretionary formulas apply within tax increment financing districts. And Representative Chafee is correct there, too, where, you know, although in my opinion and others that have looked at this, there is no ability for a city creating a TIF district or a county creating a TIF district to exclude application of the discretionary formula to properties within the district. It does occur. We have heard of it occurring. Representative Chafee referenced some attorney general's opinions regarding the discretionary formula. And while those don't specifically talk about how it applies in TIF districts, what those opinions make clear is that when a county enacts a discretionary formula resolution, it has to apply to all properties within that class. So it's kind of a misnomer, discretionary formula, and there's sometimes confusion there. Discretionary doesn't mean that the county can pick, you know, okay, you know, I like Senator Wismer's commercial property and she gets it, but Senator Kamak, we don't like his commercial property, so he's not going to get it. That's not the discretionary nature of it. It's discretionary for the county to enact the resolution that gives the tax incentive to both Senator Kamak and Senator Wismer's commercial property if they build it and it meets the requirements of the resolution. So we just think this is good clarification to how it applies within TIF districts. One thing to point out, and this was raised in the House committee, and I think it was a good question, it doesn't change the ability of the property owner to waive application of the discretionary formula. So the current law and what it will continue to say if this bill is enacted is that if the developer or the individual who's building the property wants to waive the application of the discretionary formula, they can do so. They're entitled to do so. And where that comes up a lot of times is in the context of TIFs where, let's say I'm a developer and I want the city of Pierre to create a TIF district because I need some infrastructure for, you know, my commercial development that I'm working on. The city may say, great, we'll consider, you know, creating a TIF district for your project, but we want you, developer, to waive the application of the discretionary formula. And they can do so. They can do so, you know, voluntarily. Where the issue comes up, in my view, is that, you know, 15 years downrange, where the TIF is still in place, because the TIF can last for up to 20 years, and I come in and I want to build a new commercial property, and it just happens to be within the boundaries of an existing TIF district, and I didn't necessarily directly benefit from, you know, the infrastructure improvements that were made for, you know, developer that came, you know, 15 years before I did, who got the TIF created in the first place, and now the city or the county is saying you can't get the discretionary formula either. So we think it's good clarification. We think it supports the current law and will help, folks who are looking to build within TIF districts to not have disparate treatment depending on what city or county they happen to be in. The last thing I want to mention about the bill is if you look at Section 15, this is a section that we felt was necessary. It's a savings clause. So one of the things we talked about is what happens come July 1 of this year when all of these statutes are repealed. But I'm a current property owner who is benefiting from a discretionary formula under one of those statutes. What Section 15 does, it basically just says, if you're currently getting the discretionary formula under an existing resolution that was enacted prior to July 1, 2020, you'll continue to get it for the life of that discretionary formula, which is the 5 years that Representative Chafee talked about. And then come, you know, 2025, that provision will sunset because it'll no longer be necessary. So all in all, it's actually a really simple bill on a complicated subject that turned into a much more complicated draft than we thought it was going to be. But we think it's a good bill, and we think, you know, it should pass, and we would just urge your support. And I'd answer any questions you might have. Thanks.
Other proponents, House Bill 1259, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Julie Johnson. I'm a lawyer from Aberdeen. I'm the registered lobbyist for Homes Are Possible. HAPI is their acronym. Over the years, I've worn many different hats around the legislative process as it comes to the states, the tools the state allows local governments to use to create development in their communities, mostly tax increment finance and discretionary formula. And in the off season, I get to work with many amazing projects over the in our region. So thank you to those who brought the bill. I did testify on the House side as well. And in terms of simplicity, it really does just reorganize the discretionary formula statutes into one place. Because of that observation, we also did talk the House into amending the title of the original bill so that it didn't say revise anymore, because it really doesn't revise them. It just clarifies, puts them all in one place. So that's how the title of the bill reads now, thanks to the House committee. I also want to thank Mr. Howdy Shell for his work to ensure that there is a savings clause. The last two sections of the bill, very important in this environment, in this area of the law. This area of the law can be very intricate. So I'm appreciative of those provisions as well. I would remind you the discretionary formula is not discretionary at all. As we tried to explain earlier, if counties adopt it, yes, it is discretionary. But when it is applied in their counties, it applies to all similarly situated property. Notice also it is not really a rebate. It phases in your property taxes. That's really what it does. Counties can set it up to phase in your property taxes over that five-year period of time, and that's how most development projects see it when they are considering whether to use it in a project or where most development corporations might use it as well. With that, I would simply urge caution. This is an area of the law you don't want to amend lightly. If it's okay as we speak with this version of the bill, if it takes any more water on, I would welcome the opportunity to be back involved in it to be sure it doesn't do any damage. At this point, it does no harm to this important economic development tool. Thank you for your help.
Thank you, Julie. Other proponents for House Bill 1259, other proponents? Going once, going twice. No other proponents for House Bill 1259. Other opponents for House Bill 1259. Opponents. Those on the internet, 1259 is a clarify some provisions regarding discretionary formula for determining the assessed value of property for tax purposes. If we don't have any opponents for House Bill 1259, then we can forego the rebuttal and go and have questions from the committee.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Wismer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I, for either one of you that would care to respond, I'm looking at page 2 of the bill and not understanding what role it plays, all that new language, when we're saying that we're just clarifying. So is that language that was deleted elsewhere and is being put in a different place? It's the description of all of the types of real property that may be specifically classified for the purpose of taxation pursuant to this section.
You take or reserve, you got one.
Mr. Chair, Senator Wismer, Mike Houdyshell, Department of Revenue. So you're correct. So on page 2, that kind of big, long, new paragraph there, all of that language is basically just being transferred over from other statutes that currently establish the discretionary formula for instance, industrial property and commercial property and non-residential ag and commercial residential and so on and so forth. So what we did is just take all of those 7 or 8 statutes, move the language over into this section, which is kind of the general section that says that the counties can enact a discretionary formula, and then repeal all those other statutes, and that's in subsequent parts of the bill.
That's what I wanted to know.
Okay. Any other questions from the committee? If there are no other questions from the committee, we'll close it to committee discussion and or action. Senator Kamak.
I move do pass.
Do pass by Senator Kamak. Do pass motion. Second by Senator Otten on House Bill 1259. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Kamak.
I'm a recovering county commissioner, so I've got some experience along these lines. And we had an assessor that was quite difficult to deal with during that time. But we really appreciated having Mr. Chafee available to us because he really is a wealth of knowledge on all of these issues. But on the discretionary formula, I had the opportunity to travel to the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, and Sturgis, South Dakota has a center of excellence, and they've attracted a lot of firearms manufacturers and ammunition manufacturers. And when you talk to, and when you're trying to recruit someone to come to South Dakota, because maybe California doesn't like firearms or ammunition, and then you tell them that we've got a discretionary formula for the first year when you build a facility, we're going to charge you zero property tax and then incrementally bring it up for 5 years, you cannot believe how their eyes light up and you can see the gears turning. So it's just really important part of the law. And then the other thing is the ability to the change with the TIF district is also important too. So with that, I urge your support.
Convince me. Is there any other discussion? Any other discussion? Hearing none, then the motion is a do pass motion on House Bill 1259, clarify provisions regarding the discretionary formula for determining the assessed value of property for tax purposes. Those in favor of the do pass motion will say aye. Those opposed will say nay. And the secretary will call the roll.
Senator Wismer?
Aye.
Stalzer? Excused. Otten?
Aye.
Castleberry?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
6 yeas, 1 excused.
Having received the majority of the unanimous vote of those present and elect and present, the House Bill 1259 do pass motion passes, and absent any dissent, will be certified by the chairman to go on the consent calendar. Is there any other business to come before the committee? Oh, I have some. You notice we all have name tags up here, and we got another one that says, oh, LRC staff. Another one says, committee secretary. Well, these people do have names. And one is Mona, and one is Amanda. And if you haven't been a chairman, this means you're on the internet too, you people. You better listen too. If you've never been a committee chairman, you don't know how hard it would be. It would be impossible to run one of these committees. And having been chairman off and on for a long time, I know how difficult it would be to make without these gals. So we have some supper money here for them and a card. I think one I already got last year. It's just, use it this year. I mean, I'm not sure. Another one's new, but I don't remember which one. And so, anyway, that one's for you. And they both have a little bit of loot. The one member of the committee was searched for high and low by a page and just couldn't get found. And the pages are great. So, I mean, he's got to be lost. So you have to put his name on there. But thanks so much for all your service this year.
Thank you.
I want to thanks to the whole committee for making this year easy. I mean, if Bill needs killed, it gets killed. If it needs to live, it lives. Pretty much. So, with that, Senator Kamak.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to thank you for your entertainment value through the whole year.
Years.
Don't want to take that, but I'd appreciate it because I know you, sir, and you're an outstanding man. Anything coming from you is a compliment. Is there any other business? If not, then the chair will introduce, or not, I'm not going to introduce it, but we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Moved by Senator Otten, seconded by Senator Smith, my illustrious vice chair, to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We're adjourned.